Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 6, How Deep State Is Your Love?
Fine Lit Audiobooks presents Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Written by Terry Carnation, read by Terry Carnation. Produced by Gordon Fine at Fine Lit Audiobooks. Chapter 5. How Deep State Is Your Love? That's good. John Lennon believed that all you need is love, which is patently false since the human body will wither and die after a week without food and water. But is love the answer? Also John Lennon. Or does love stink? J. Geils Band. And what is love? Howard Jones and Tina Turner. These are the true questions that bubble under the surface of the mystery of life. Not the pathetic psychobabble my court-appointed therapist so often natters on about.
I agree, it's a cruel prank for someone to pretend to be your dead wife, but you are a public figure, Terry, and it's hardly a secret that your wife died.
Are you saying I somehow invited this abuse?
Well, would you say that people who listen to your show are prone to conspiracy theories and delusional thinking?
Are you saying my listeners are psychos?
Are you answering all my questions with questions?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. Are you?
Am I?
Are you?
Is that a question?
Isn't it?
Am I answering that question with a question?
You tell me if you are.
Well, maybe I'm lifting my voice up at the end of my sentence. That doesn't mean that it's a question.
That's a good point.
The camel is crossing the parking lot? Is that a question? It could be a statement. Listen, all I know is that Dr. Lizzie is also a psycho analyst who would know exactly how to pull my emotional triggers.
You're deflecting.
No. Don't you see? The queen bee is threatened by my return. She's deliberately trying to sabotage me, possibly kill me.
Why would Dr. Lizzie jeopardize her career by tormenting you?
Okay, just listen to this recording of her responding to a random caller on her show. I taped it on my cassette deck player. Listen.
You're on the air, Franco from Fresno.
Yes. Dr. Lizzie, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Terry, that's your voice calling into her show, pretending to be a random caller.
How dare you? Just listen. Just keep listening.
I've been listening to your advice for so long that, like most of your callers, frankly, I don't think I can take any more of life. So I am going to kill myself.
Franco, I want you to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Think about the people in your life. Isn't there a loved one who would miss you?
Now, doesn't that sound suspicious? Loved one? I believe that's a veiled reference to my dead wife.
Didn't you say this was a random caller?
Just keep listening.
You're right. You're so right. You're a miracle worker. I feel wonderful now. May I just ask a small favor? Can you just say these words, say the following words? I'm scared. Help me, please find me.
Why would you want me to say that?
Because I'm a pervert with a hostage fetish, and those words are the only way I can achieve climax.
I know you have lost your doggone mind calling here with that nastiness. This is a respectable
okay.
show. You got a lot
Thank
of
you.
Nerve coming in here with that
okay.
foolishness.
Okay. Were you going through the trash cans behind the Lackawanna Apartments last night at 2 a.m.?
Wait a minute, is this...
Try the spicy goat kebabs at Aram's Deli. They are sure to break...
Don't touch that dial. Dr. Lizzie will be right back.
You see? Definitive proof. She's hiding something.
You seem very convinced that the world is out to get you.
Not the world. Just Dr. Lizzie.
Is it possible that no one is out to get you? Let's talk about people you do trust. You must trust somebody.
Of course I do. I trust lots of people. I trust Aram.
That's one.
I trust Jeet.
Your co-worker.
Well, he's more than a co-worker. Jeet's always there for me. Day or night, whatever hour, he's always there. Come to think of it, he's always there. Literally, every time I turn around, boom. It's a little suffocating, to be honest. Wait, wait. Maybe he is trying to suffocate me in my sleep when I'm at my most defenseless.
Go home, Terry. Get some rest.
Okay, I will. I will. But you really should try the spicy goat kebabs at our...
Go home.
As loath as I was to admit it, Dr. Kesden was right. I needed sleep. So I went home and released myself into the warm embrace of slumber.
Terry. Wakey, wakey, Terry. Wake up!
Get your tentacles off me, foul demon! Go back to the sulfurous pit from whence you slithered!
Warning! I brought you breakfast.
Damn it, cheat! I was having the most triumphant dream. Oh. I was a Knight Templar attacking the last refuge of a demon lord in his fortress sculpted from human bones. But it was also kind of my aunt's house in Burlington. Wait, what is that smell?
Oh, I also brought my mother's chingri malai. It's a shrimp curry.
Pass. Shrimp are the cockroaches of the sea. Please get that slurry out of here. Just let me go back to sleep. But what are you doing?
Oh, don't mind me. You sleep, then when you need me, I'll be right here the moment you wake up to start talking to you.
I can't sleep with you watching me.
Oh, okay. I'll just face the other direction.
Oh, no, it's gone. Oh, all right, I'm up. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, Terry. It's just... I read the most interesting thread on Reddit about how the essential oil industry is actually run by Amazon and how they're using it to turn soccer moms into sleeper units.
Do you have a girlfriend, Jeet?
Me? Dairy. No, you know what they say. Don't hate the player, hate the game. What?
Oh, good lord, you're a virgin too.
Yeah, define virgin?
Some other time. Listen, Jeet, you're too young to spend so much time with the occult and arcane. You need companionship, real human companionship. Someone else in your life you can smother with all this attention besides me.
But if my mother found out, it would destroy her. Also, it would void the deposit on the wedding hall in Jaisor. She really wants me to marry the daughter of her dry cleaner.
Look, this... could be a friendship. It doesn't have to be carnal, Jeet.
Well, you know, there is this one woman.
Oh, yes?
Her name is Terry.
What?
And we spend hours together every night. I think about her all the time.
I don't like where this is headed.
Oh, no. No, Terry with an I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Scared me.
No, not you.
Thought you had a blow-up doll dressed as me in which you conversed at all hours of the night, so... I wouldn't put it past you, weirdo.
No, she's a caller.
Terry, the caller.
Yeah, she calls almost every night.
Okay.
For hours. Oh, and you'll love this. She claims to have a soul shack where she can channel the spirits of native tribes of the Antelope Valley. Can you believe
Wait,
it?
Antelope Valley? Antelope Valley? That's right here in SoCal. Fabulous. Well... maybe we should meet this Terry with an eye who is real and not an inflatable doll. I mean, that's only...
2 more miles until Palmdale.
Oh, thank God I'm famished. I picked up the wrong fanny pack on the way out the door. This one doesn't have any of my corp in it.
Terry, I know you're hungry, but please don't eat your own fingers.
What, this? No. It's just my, terrible habit, chewing on my ragged cuticles. As a child, I was a chronic nail biter. My mother tried everything, Tabasco sauce, epoxy... soaking my hands in lye. And then, before the photo shoot for my first ever Dark Air with Terry Carnation billboard, I stopped in at the Pearl Salon and Nail Shop. And Jeet, that's where I met my sweet Zelon. Jeet! That's our exit!
Terry, I must tell you that I'm concerned about visiting Antelope Valley. I'm horribly allergic to all furry animals.
Okay, first of all, Jeet, I doubt that there are packs of actual antelope roaming the cul-de-sacs of Palmdale. Antelope Valley is meant to be evocative, like the Bermuda Triangle, which any crypto-cartographer will tell you is clearly an irregular polyhedron. Secondly, there's no need to be nervous about meeting this woman. You said yourself you've already spent hours on the phone with her, which, by the way, is a clear dereliction of your professional obligation to me. Should be noted. Thank you very much. Besides, you're a strapping young lad with a friendly, needy, people-pleasing, toothy smile.
You know what would help my nerves? Can I chew on your cuticles, Terry?
Oh! I can never unvisualize that. Ah. Oh.
Oh my God! It's really you!
No hugs, please, ma'am. I have a very strict sphere of solitude.
Please call me Terry.
Terry, this is the charming and talented, toothy young man who brought us together, my production assistant, associate...
You said segment producer.
Oh, that's really more of an honorary title. This is Jeet. I believe you two have spoken at great length.
Oh, right. You have a very codependent-looking face.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Terry, please grab a sit down. Look, I prepared all of your favorites. The reindeer sausage from your episode debunking Santa Claus. The guarana tea from Ecuador.
Ooh, are those cardamom cashew clusters?
They are! I have them shipped in every few months, you know, in case you decide to stop by. I'm so sorry. I'm like, starstruck. I can't believe you're here. You're here.
Oh, okay. So about the Soul Shack.
The what?
The Soul Shack?
Oh, right. Yes, madam. How did you discover this spiritual shack?
Actually, it's funny you ask. The tool shed, it came with the property.
Was it always haunted, or...?
Well, I can't say for sure, because I don't have any tools. But I had back pain on account of getting dragged 2 blocks by this water spaniel I dog walk, and I was on all kinds of painkillers. And my friend
so
Marilyn, she does my eyebrow threading, told me about hot yoga, and I figured, well, any yoga's gonna be hot on account of we're here in the high desert. You know, I get it up to be a genius to know that. So I figured I could set a yoga studio up in the tool shed on account of I'm like 1 164th Shoshone Indian on my stepmom's side. So it's got a sweat lodge vibe, which is probably why I hear the ancestors speaking to me out there.
Well, that sounds completely legitimate. Tell you what, why don't you show my segment producer, Jeet, this soul sauna shack shed while I indulge in some cashew clusters?
I wanted to show it to you.
I think you'll find Jeet to be incredibly open to
all possibilities. Yay.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
When I was but a wee child, another said child approached me on the playground and said to me quite simply, "What were you eating under there?" I replied, "Underwear." He said, "You were eating underwear." Oh, the whole playground laughed and laughed, pointed at me, taunted me, and they called me Underwear Eater for the next 3 years. Oh, the scars. Now, I wish my favorite underwear company made edible underwear, Me Undies. If you're listening, I hope that you will consider edible underwear, because it all ties together. MeUndies believes that comfort is more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. And that is why MeUndies sources the softest, most comfortable fabrics imaginable. Endless styles in sizes extra small to 4x extra large. They just released their lightest, stretchiest, most breathable undies yet. Breathe by MeUndies. Listen. There is a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. They have a problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product, then they'll refund it and exchange it. No caveats, no questions. So get 15% off your first order and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/dark. That's MeUndies.com/dark. Oh, MeUndies. That's what I was eating under there. I was eating underwear.
Here it is. Are you sure you don't want to come inside?
No, I'll just wait out here and snack. You two have at it.
Okay, then. Let me go smudge it with sage to get the spirits in the mood.
Go inside.
Oh, no, I can't, Terry. I also get hives from heat.
Don't be crazy, man. I think she really likes you.
Really, you think so?
Yes.
All right, but I don't know what to say.
Here, Jeet, take this.
Wait, your Eye of the Tiger necklace?
You may or may not know this, but my spirit animal is the tiger.
Oh, like Joe Exotic.
Give me a break. Charlie Sheen is the original Tiger King. Everyone knows that. Now, look deep inside. You see that ribbon of amber? A portion of my soul lives inside of this. I was bonded to this crystal by a shaman, and that ribbon is the coiled essence of my kundalini sexual energy. You take it.
Oh, no, Terry. I couldn't possibly accept this.
Oh, you mistake. I'm not giving it to you. It's a loner. But wear it near your breast and absorb my tattva energy through your heart chakra. Just, here, go inside. Here.
Oh, Terry, why is there a swing inside? And handcuffs?
Just go in, Jeet. Let your freak flag fly. Come on, show Palmdale what you're made of.
Oh, thank God. Some privacy. So much cardamom. What? What is this? What? Oh, no. Good God.
Terry, what happened? Are you okay?
I was gored by an antelope. Look at that wound.
Oh, but it looks just like a little scratch. I think a little Bactine and a Band-Aid will just fix that right up.
No, I require immediate medical attention. We have to leave. Let's go.
I'm getting you out of here.
No, you can't go yet.
And thank you for hospitality, Terry. And feel free to stop by the studio for a private tour given by Jeet. At any time, okay?
Really? Will you be there?
Do you have a Ziploc for the reindeer sausage?
As Jeet and I made our escape in his compact car, he confirmed to me that he and Terry with an I had indeed enjoyed 27 seconds of sexual intercourse. So Jeet and I returned to the City of Angels, bruised and battered, but victorious. In love. And I don't mean sexually battered and bruised. Although, I really can't be too sure about Jeet. He may have incurred some light bruising. I know he bruises quite easily. He once thumb-wrestled the KSB janitor and was left covered in welts. I, however, took to the airwaves covered in pride, as I had served as a successful matchmaker to my overly faithful companion.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Greetings, Carnation Nation. Earlier today, I had the pleasure of meeting a kind-hearted, interesting woman about a spectral presence on her property, and while we found no examples of unexplained phenomenon, we did have a close encounter, if you will. So, in that spirit, tonight the phone lines are love lines. Perhaps I can help you with a close encounter of your own. No, this is not the Dr. Lizzie Show. Far from it. This is what I like to call Dark Air After Dark. Dark Air, this is Terry. You're on. Tell me your tales of otherworldly love.
Hi, Terry.
What's your name?
My name's Pete.
Pete, how can I help you?
Well, I was calling, I'm a little uncomfortable because I really haven't admitted this to anybody before, but I thought if I was going to talk to anybody, I'd talk to you, Terry. So what happened is I had alien relations. I live just in the upper mountains and near the San Gabriel area, and I have a little decent bit of property, and they the aliens came down.
Were they little grays, Pete?
Terry, these are the most luscious looking creatures I've ever set eyes on. Now I don't know really what happened next, but I was seduced by aliens.
Oh.
So we're going at it pretty regularly until one night, Terry, my wife comes out and catches us in the act.
Oh.
I'm knee deep in alien parts, you know. I'm in there doing stuff, and here comes my wife.
Oh.
Now
no.
This is where it gets crazy, Terry. They start using the translating device on my wife, talking to her a little bit. First, she thinks I'm being attacked. She comes out, she's gonna hit him with a shovel. I'm going, no. And then they get her into it. She joins in, right?
Mm.
We start all going at it.
It's an alien orgy.
There's an antenna in my bum, and I got, you know, all kinds of alien titty in my face, alien wieners, and my wife's taking it from an alien chick. I don't know if it's a chick. I don't know if it's a guy. I never felt this way before. I'm telling you, Terry, they weren't probing me. I was probing them.
Okay. All right.
Them.
Thank you. That's really enough. This is getting salacious. Were you jealous at all?
Not at all. I thought I'd be, like in that movie Summer of Sam with John Leguizamo.
I'm afraid I haven't seen that film.
Oh, you got to check it out. It's a good one. Hmm. But anyway, I
love John Leguizamo and the...
He's good.
Romeo and Juliet, R&J.
He's really good. Version. You know, he was a Super Mario brother. You remember that?
That was, and that's an underrated movie. I'm sorry, but that is an underrated movie.
Yeah, and not enough people are talking about John Leguizamo's career and how long it is. I mean, he's just been steadily working for a long time.
He's a character's actor's character actor. You know what I mean?
He really is. So anyway, my wife is doing something to an alien over here. I'm doing something to an alien over here. They're changing shapes and sizes. It's crazy. They can make themselves anything they want. They can just form into a dildo or form into like a...
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Yeah, but with butts. But here's my point. They haven't come back. They left. They left and they haven't come back, and I miss them, Terry. And you can't find that stuff on Pornhub. Once you go this route, there's nothing that I can never be satisfied again, Terry. I can never be satisfied again.
I'm really sorry for your loss, and thank you for sharing that incredible story of interstellar carnality. I will never forget some of those images.
All right, Terry, I gotta go. I'm gonna go back outside. Every night I roll around in a pile of hams trying to recreate the experience.
Well, thank you for your call, Pete. This has been Dark Air, and now a word from our sponsors.
Indeed. It is Terry Carnation, Night Owl. See what I did there? If you're a night owl like me and sleep deep into the daylight hours, you need to duct tape a blindfold to your eye holes. Well, sleep is crucial, but you know, sleep is important to all of us. We spend one-third of our lives on our mattresses. That's why I would recommend to you the Helix mattress. It's hard sleeping these days. There's politics and pandemics. Possibly you're sleeping on a terrible mattress. It's time to upgrade to Helix. Helix Sleep has a quiz that just takes 2 minutes to complete, matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. They have many mattresses to choose from, soft, medium, and firm. Mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. And even a Helix Plus mattress for you plus-size sleepers. I took the Helix quiz and was matched with a delicious medium mattress. Helix is awesome, but you don't have to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. Go to helixsleep.com/dark. That sounds like something a hypnotist would say. helixsleep.com/dark. Take the 2 minute sleep quiz. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/dark. That's helixsleep.com/dark. You're hypnotized now, aren't you? Receive $200 off and 2 free pillows. helixsleep.com/dark. Woo! Woo!
Summer, you're on Dark Air.
Hi. Okay, so, I have sort of a complicated story.
Okay.
I was like...
Most are, Summer.
Yeah, I bet. I was like super, super worried and paranoid because I was like totally convinced that my boyfriend was cheating on me. We've been together for like a super long time and I'm thinking like marriage and kids and like I'm ready. You know what I mean? So I was like super worried and paranoid because he wouldn't spend the night at my house. He was always like panicked and, like, he had to go. And so I'm like, okay, he's totally cheating on me, right? Like, you would think that too, right? Mm-hmm. And so then one night he accidentally falls asleep at my house.
Right.
And I wake up in the middle of the night. I look over at him and he's like covered in like gray fur. And I'm like,
okay, stop. Stop right there.
Okay.
Stop right there. He's covered in gray fur.
Gray fur, head to toe, like.
Does what's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Paul.
So does Paul have a fuzzy fetish?
No, I'm talking about like a Norwegian elk hound. Like he's covered in fur. Like he's a werewolf. Mm. Like my boyfriend is a werewolf.
A werewolf.
Yeah.
Do you have any evidence of him in his lupine state?
Well, I confronted him. I'm like, really? Like, we've been together for like 7 years and you didn't stop to think that maybe I need to know that you're a freaking werewolf, right? And so I'm like, all this time is wasted because, like, are we still going to get married? Are we going to have, like, werewolf babies? Mm. Like, I don't know if I want to be, like, a parent to, like, a bi-species baby or right. I don't even know. I just feel like...
How does that even work? I wonder if the genetically the DNA can be passed on or if it's passed on through the mother or through the spermatozoa.
Exactly. Could I even carry, like, a werewolf baby to term? You know what I mean? Would it like rip out of my belly? Anyway, I'm just like panicked because like I'm talking to my friends and they're all married, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, what? Am I going to tell them that I'm marrying like a werewolf?
Mm.
And so I don't know what to do.
Also, you would have to be married during the daytime.
Exactly, right? I don't even know like the particulars of like the werewolf situation, which is why I'm calling in.
Do you think your family would accept him?
I mean... I honestly don't think so, but I don't know. I mean, my family's super religious, but we've never really dealt with like species situations. So I don't know how they feel about a werewolf, you know?
Mm. Here's another way to go. Would you be open to allowing him to bite you and become a werewolf yourself?
I don't know if it wouldn't impact my career. Maybe.
What's your occupation?
Oh, I'm a model. Yeah. Like, how cliche is that, right? I live in LA and I'm a model.
Well, in this day and age, in this modern day and age, we all know that models who differentiate themselves can often make an exciting and lucrative career. Perhaps if you were a lupine model, you would find new sources of revenue. It might help you, well, especially on the night shoots.
That's kind of a good point. I mean, I definitely would be different. We could be like, a werewolf power couple. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, but like werewolves.
Mm. I like where this is going. Well, Summer, what an interesting quandary you have thrown into our laps, into our furry laps. And I wish you and Paul the very best. And I believe there's love there. And I believe that love conquers all.
Thank you. You really gave me some things to think about.
You're welcome, Summer. Goodbye. Oh, God. She's definitely going to be eaten. Okay, who's next?
Take a deep breath. You're in Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
We've got Bob on the air. Bob, welcome to Dark Air.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate being on here. I've called because I have been left on this planet by my brothers and sisters for, 250 Earth years right now. And I'm lonely. I'm trying to find a female of my species. And I thought maybe perhaps one might be out there listening to your show. And she could call in and give her info. And I could, you know, hook up with her, as the vernacular says in human terms.
Well, this is a first. Using Dark Air as a de facto alien dating app. I suppose there are stranger things. But I'm curious, before we... to outreach to the female of your species. What is your species called?
We are the Wolfies. We're from planet Wolf 1061C. And it's probably the closest inhabitable planet to your solar system here.
Oh, interesting. And I assume for the past 250 years you've been in human form?
I have. And you wouldn't know by looking at me that I was not from here at all. You wouldn't understand. You just think I was a normal human being. except for the scratching.
Oh, tell me more about the scratching.
It's just when the seams get a little loose around the ears. It's just, I think it's just, they just got lazy. They just got lazy with the human suits right at the end.
That's, yeah, something in the manufacturing process, it sounds like. But have you lost track of the others of your species? Do you not know other females of your species?
I have lost track with everyone. We had a little transmitter that we were supposed to be sending.
Listen, Bob, I actually do know a female alien that you should call.
Huh?
Her name is Dr. Lizzie, and she has the show right before mine. So call her, tell her that Terry told you to call, and ask her out on a date, and let's see what she says. What do you say?
That would be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your call. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
This has been Dark Air. Now a word from our sponsors. Dark Air listeners, it's me, your friend, Terry. And I have a friend named Ben, and this is an absolutely true story. Ben started to use Noom, N-O-O-M. Ben went from 200 pounds to 175 pounds in about 2.5 months. It was extraordinary. You see, Noom is more than just a meal plan. It's not about what you just ate, but how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating. It teaches you about your cravings, how to build new habits. You can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. You pick the health goals that are right for you, just like my friend Ben, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach means you're not just losing weight, you're building the habits you need to keep it off. Everyone is so busy these days. Busy, 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 busy. And Noom doesn't demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day. Over 80% of Noomers finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. There is a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/dark. I'm going to Noom, Noom, Nooma, Noom. I'm going to Nooma, 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 Noom. Sign up for Noom today at noom.com/dark. Noom.com/dark.
Yeah, so I have had many lovers, but...
I'm sorry, Terry. I couldn't stop her. She's so strong.
I'm here for the tour.
At 2 a.m.?
Can I come in? I brought Morning Glory muffins, your favorite.
I'm sorry, caller. I'm going to have to... Yeah? We've got a guest who just...
Okay, all right.
No, you know what? Please continue, actually. Tell me everything that happened from the very first moment you met your spectral lover. Spare no details.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, like I was saying...
Let me in!
Okay, Jeet, I'm on mute.
Let me in!
Let her in, let her in.
Okay.
Glad you're here, Terry.
So, this is where the magic happens, huh?
Magic doesn't exist. Now, curses involving the blood or hair or teeth of the intended victim, those are another story. Whoa. That is a wonderful tankini under your trench coat.
It's pashmina wool. Feel the texture.
Well, that's very soft. What an open weave. Leaves very little to the... Hold on. That tattoo on your entire torso, that's my body on your body.
I want you in my body, too. All the prepositions.
Wait a minute. Where's my neck?
I had a tummy tuck. So, do you like it?
It's a remarkable likeness. And there are my arms reaching up to your breastal region.
He did an amazing job on your fingers. You want to see?
No need to take your tankini off. Too late. Obviously, I am flattered, but I thought we could talk about Jeet. I sensed a true connection between the two of you.
Do you think I have room for anyone else in my heart?
Well, certainly no room for anyone else on your body. Don't push. This is very delicate audio. Watch the turtleneck.
Terry, is everything okay in there?
Yes, everything's great. No need to check in anymore, Jeet. Accidentally pushed a button. All set.
You can push my button anytime.
Terry, this is wildly inappropriate.
That's what makes it so hot.
Don't sit on my console.
Oh my God, you're fingers have been all over these dials and sliders. Oh, this is such a turn-on. Come on, Terry. Slide on into me. Come on.
She can see.
I don't care who can see.
I had never faced such a deeply sexy dilemma. On the one hand, there was a woman with an invitation to love literally inscribed on her body. On the other, how could I betray Jeet? For all I knew, he was madly in love with Terry with an eye. On top of that, I hath not lain with another human being since the death of Zilon. Was this also a betrayal of her memory? Oh, how could I reconcile the ethical implications? The questions laid heavily upon me, as did Terry with an eye.
Terry, there's a really weird smell coming from in there. Is everything okay?
Terry, you've had dead air for the last 2 minutes. What the fuck?
One sec, Al.
No! No more sex! Come out here right now!
Okay. Sorry, I gotta... Okay.
Okay, don't worry. Okay. Well, that isn't the end of that story. So long for now, baby.
Oh, yes.
Terry!
Al, I can't work like this. You know, frankly, your security detail leaves a great deal to be desired. How a random fan could come in from the street and force herself upon me.
Terry? Did you sleep with her?
Did I? I did not want to.
Yes! Oh, thank you, Terry. I didn't know how to tell you this, but I actually did not have sex with her. But this works out way better, don't you see? I'm still wearing the Eye of the Tiger necklace. So it's like I lost my virginity, transdimensionally speaking.
What in God's name is going on here? You know what? I don't want to know. I just want you back on the mic or you're fired. You hear that, Carnation? You better pray Dr. Lizzie never finds out. Oh, and wipe the console down with bleach.
Sorry, Jeet.
Oh, Terry, I don't think Al meant it. Wait, are those happy tears because you spiritually popped my cherry?
Oh, no, Jeet. I miss my wife so much.
Aw, bring it in, buddy.
No, too much. Sphere of solitude, Jeet. Sphere of solitude.
Oh, this is all my fault. You've been so focused on helping me find my soulmate that you've given up the search for your soulmate. And I call myself your friend. That's it. From this moment on, I will devote every waking minute to help you locate the mystery of your wife. Or die trying. But first, I think I know what you need.
Ah, very nice. My cuticles haven't looked this good in years. Come on, Bazaar. All
right, Terry, here's the deal. I want my nails to spell out dark air, but that leaves me with 3 extra nails. So, you know, I've been discussing it with them, and they said they can do your face and my face, but what should I put on the final nail?
I am open to all possibilities.
I don't think that will fit.
Jeet, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want you to know that I truly appreciate your absolutely unquestioning devotion and selfless loyalty.
Oh, Terry, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Could you say it in Vietnamese?
Go get me a Diet Dr. Pepper.
And like the trademarked rap, which keeps freshness in and foul odors out, I realized that the truest form of love is selflessly, desperately, clingy. Like a cling wrap. The kind of love I had for my dear, possibly departed Zilon. And I am certain she would not have frowned upon my minor transgression. Anywho, I resolved then and there to redouble my efforts to contact her spirit, which would lead me down the darkest occult alleyways of my career. But that's for another chapter. Carnation out.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.